Then we were having sex, and we had baby sex for a year. And my wife didn't have an orgasm for like 9 months. It was, I felt so bad because it's me. Baby sex is when I fuck, I jizz, and then you stop. And that's it. You don't keep going because I don't. I'm gonna mush the jizz. I don't know what I'm gonna do. I don't want to make a frap inside her vagina. I told my friend, I go, my wife hasn't come in like 9. He's like, go buy her a vibrator, dummy. Get a vibrator and put it on a clitoris and give her fucking as many orgasms as she wants. I'm like, that's legit? He goes, yeah. So I went down to the cock store. I don't know the name of it. There's just cocks everywhere. I looked for 20 minutes for my dick, but apparently, you know, 4.5 mediocre isn't in style anymore. I bought the littlest one they had. It's like this big. It's called the Silver Bullet. I went home. I was like, baby, tonight's your night. I'm all about you. Get in the bed. Get naked. She was like, ooh. Went in the bathroom. I put the batteries in. I lubed it up. I turned it. I was like a little angry bumblebee. I come back in. She shuts all the lights out like I'm a fucking vampire. And I can't find the clitoris in the afternoon with a dentist lamp and an Indian doctor going, right here. I have too much pride to ask for help, so I put her in her belly button like 3 times. She's like, that's not it. I'm going to shit. That makes me have to shit. Stop. I'm going to shit. Finally found the clitoris. I put it in. It slipped into the vagina. So now it's like going in her. I had to pull. I pinched it to grab it. It shot into her pussy like a bullet, just fucking gone. And I was like, oh, shit. But she didn't know because we're in the dark, but I heard the noise. It changed. It was like, bzzz. I panicked. I just started licking and looking. I made her pussy into like a Puerto Rican's car on parade day. I just left it. I left it. Like a week later, we heard it die reading in bed. Just, what was that? I don't know. I saw the baby come out. That's terrible. Don't do that. The doctor was like, well, I might need your help. I'm like, I went to community college. You're in med school. Go fuck yourself. I went for fine arts. I'll draw you a tit if you need a tit. I can draw a good tit. I'm not helping you deliver a child. I was like, I'm watching my wife. I'm helping her. She was all mad. 10 minutes in, this bitch tricked me into looking too. Oh, my God. I was up with my wife. You're doing good. Awesome. Breathe. This doctor was like, wow. I was like, what is it? Hey, you motherfucker. You're a motherfucker. Yeah, you don't wow that, you son of a bitch. Yeah, that's disgusting. Is he wearing a watch? Then you wow. That's a wow. If there's an afro involved, that's a fucking wow wow. You wow wow that. Yeah. There was blood and then shit. Women shit. Did you know that? Did you know that, young buck? Women poo. They don't teach you that in fucking health class. There was shit. Because my wife could not eat a Hot Pocket the night before. Now I got to deal with this Jim Gaffigan nightmare for the rest of my fucking days. Disgusting. Blech. Blood, shit, and an eyeball. I saw an eyeball looking at me. Yeah, a suspicious eyeball, too. It was like, yeah, her pussy looked like a speakeasy from the 20s. Just, what's the password? Nichols. Come on in, fellas. Thank you very much.